From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. White House says President Trump remains determined to pull out U.S. troops deployed in Syria, even after French President Emmanuel Macron said he convinced Mr. Trump to keep U.S. forces there. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders told the ABC News program this week the U.S. mission in Syria has not changed.
The president's got three big objectives when it comes to the conflict there. He wants to defeat ISIS. He has talked about this relentlessly. We are almost there. The other things that we have to do, we have to contain Iran. We have to make sure that the bad acting that they have been a part of doesn't continue and doesn't grow. And then last, we have to stop the spread and the use of mass chemical weapons. And that was one of the things that you saw the president take action on Friday.
France, the U.S., Britain conducted airstrikes against Syrian chemical weapon sites early Saturday in retaliation for the April 7th alleged chemical attack on the Syrian city of Douma, where at least 40 people died. Refugees who have been stranded in Greece are urging the world to bring an end to the ongoing conflict in Syria. This refugee only gave the name Ahmed.
We don't need war in any country. Stop the blood. In the Arab countries, stop. Why? A lot of people is dead. Why? A lot of people lost their house, their job. Why? The children in the street. Why? The war is very bad.
The majority of the refugees have been settled by Greek authorities into a tentative camp that was converted from a military school's dormitories. Almost all say they want the war to end so they can go home to their country Syria or to Iraq, Afghanistan, or Africa. This is VOA News. Iran has released a teacher's rights advocate, Mohammad Habibi, whose arrest last month on unspecified charges drew criticism from global and Iranian rights activists. He is a board member of the Tehran branch of the Iranian Teachers Trade Association. Brussels-based group Education International says Iranian authorities had threatened Habibi in the past for his role as a trade union leader. The lawyer for U.S. pastor Andrew Brunson, who goes on trial in a Turkish courtroom today over alleged links to a failed military coup, says his client had been arrested because of his Christian faith. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan addressed Brunson's case. We could free Brunson if the United States handed over the Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, living in their state of Pennsylvania, whom we consider responsible for the failed military coup. Andrew Brunson has been in jail since December 2016, facing charges of aiding terrorist organizations for actions committed within the framework, they say, of freedom of spreading his religious belief. North Korea's state-run news agency says leader Kim Jong-un received visiting senior Chinese diplomat Song Tao, a meeting that followed Mr. Kim's surprise visit to Beijing last month. Korea Society senior director Stephen Norbert tells VOA bilateral relations have been strained over the North's pursuit of nuclear weapons.
However, clearly this is intended to show some warming. Kim Jong-un sent a congratulatory message to Xi after the party congress in which Xi consolidated his power and began his second term. So it clearly this is a strategy to show a warmer relationship between the two, and from Kim Jong-un's perspective, probably well in advance of the meeting with Donald Trump, trying to show some leverage and other major power support.
That proposed U.S.-North Korean meeting has yet to set a date for venue. Mr. Kim is scheduled to meet with South Korean President Moon Jae-in on April the 27th. Barbara Bush, the wife of former U.S. President George H.W. Bush, is in failing health, according to a family statement, and has decided no longer to seek medical treatment. Former First Lady, who is also mother for former President George W. Bush, will instead focus on comfort care, the statement says. She's 92 years old. Some media reporting Barbara Bush suffers from chronic obstructive pulmonary disease as well as congestive heart failure. Bush family spokesman said that she's being cared for at home. He did not provide information on the nature of her illness. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.